The Holy Gospel appointed for the 25th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 12th chapter, beginning with verse 38. In his teaching, Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and light greetings in the marketplaces, and have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums. And a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to beware of those who brag and pat themselves on the back, like the religious leaders, not only in the marketplaces, in synagogues, at feasts, and especially in their giving of large sums into the offering box, so that they can be seen by everyone. Instead, Father, we are to be more like this poor widow, who out of her poverty has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday. The Gospel of St. Mark, the 12th chapter, with special attention to a few verses. "Beware of the scribes who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation. Many rich people put in large sums in the offering box, for they contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, beware of the scribes. Yes, there was no question about the fact that as Jesus was about to give his final teaching before his passion, his suffering and death on the cross on Mount Calvary, he warned everyone to beware of the religious leaders in the synagogue, especially the scribes, who were not only trying to discredit him and his ministry again, but were also very abusive in their behavior. Yes, beware of the scribes, not only for their selfishness, ego and pride, but especially in their financial abuse and greed in the temple. They wore long flowing robes in the marketplaces to evoke honorable greetings from everyone. They also had the best seats in the synagogues and were visible and near the ark that contained the sacred scrolls. And of course, they took the places of honor at feasts and banquets so that they could be seen by everyone in the room. But there was an even darker side to them, which was very disturbing. They took advantage of the widows in their poverty as they robbed and devoured widows' houses and then covered up their wickedness by saying long prayers so that everyone would regard them as holy. As a matter of fact, this is what Jesus said about them. Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces and have their best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts and banquets, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers, they will receive the greater condemnation. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, Jesus even enumerates the great hypocrisy and selfishness of the scribes and the Pharisees. Jesus uttered 7 woes against them, saying, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites!" Jesus warned everyone, saying that they do not practice what they preach. Everything they do is done for men to see. They clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. Jesus even calls them blind fools, snakes, and a brood of vipers. And after Jesus warned everyone of their ego, their pride, their selfishness, and especially their abuse of the widows in their poverty, he sat down opposite the treasury and watched people putting money into the offering box. Yes, after warning everyone of the abusive behavior by the scribes, it is interesting to note that suddenly Jesus decided to spend some time sitting in the women's court where the temple treasury was located and where the offerings were deposited by both men and women into 13 trumpet-shaped offering boxes. And as Jesus was watching many rich people put in large sums of money into the offering box, suddenly a poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which make a penny, the smallest coin in circulation in Palestine. And then Jesus called his disciples and he pointed out to this poor widow, saying, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." Yes, many rich people put in large amounts of money, but unfortunately, they all contributed out of their abundance what was left over. Not so with this poor widow. She put in everything she had. She put in more than all the others, all she had to live on. It was truly an act of worship, of faith, of love, and absolute obedience and trust to the Lord. But unfortunately, sad to say, the same could not be said of the rich people and especially the scribes, even though they boasted about their giving, as they devoured widows' houses and for a pretense made long prayers, just like the Pharisee in the temple, remember? I thank you, Lord, that I'm not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all that I get. And since the religious leaders were in charge of the temple's treasury at the time, such a system was obviously open to financial greed and abusive behavior. And widows were especially vulnerable to that exploitation as they devoured their houses. Yes, this poor widow, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had in the offering box. And that's precisely what you and I are encouraged to do as we give of our tithes and offerings to the Lord, to the church's treasury in our gifts. And here Jesus is not asking us to empty our bank accounts and investments, sell our homes and what we own, and give all of it to the church's treasury, all that we have to live on, like this widow did. No, that's not what he's saying. But as he watches us on Sunday morning, as we give of our offerings, he watches in how we give to him. It's not really the amount that counts, but how it is given to the Lord in the same spirit of this poor widow. To give our tithes and offerings to the Lord, as Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Listen to what he says. Each man, including women and children, should give what he, she, or they have decided in their heart to give. Not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Yes, God always loves when we give to Him with cheerfulness, out of the goodness of our heart, what we have decided to give to Him. And finally, but not least, we are certainly today warned not to be like the religious leaders at the time of Jesus, dressed in expensive and extravagant clothing, sitting in the best places in the synagogues or churches, taking the place of honor at banquets and feasts, as they took advantage of widows, and at the end of the day, for a pretense, make long prayers to cover it all up, in order to be considered holy. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit as we follow the example of Jesus, who did not exalt Himself, but humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Not only that, but as we also follow the example of this poor widow who gave all she had into the offering box, filled with love and faith and obedience and trust in the Lord. As may our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of praise, take my love, my Lord, I pour at your feet its treasure store. Take myself, Lord, let it be yours eternally. And then the words we sang in the hymn of adoration, we give you but your own in any gifts we bring. All that we have is yours alone. A trust from you, our King. Yes, this poor widow out of her poverty has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. God bless us as we give what we have decided in our heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. God bless you in your giving to the Lord. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.